USC Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlation's 10th annual client conference in San Diego, California. And with us today is Patty Cotton from the Cotton Group. Patty, how are you?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
Doing great. And better now that you're here. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I appreciate it.
It's such a delight. A great conference.
That's what I'm. Yes, it is.
Oh, every year. Tremendous.
Yeah. They exceed all expectations every year. So you're in a good place. Good place. So you are obviously one of the speakers at the conference, and you spoke on kind of mapping through unprecedented times.
Yes, and I did.
We are definitely going through some unprecedented times, obviously, the understatement of the decade. So give us a quick, just for those who weren't here, weren't able to attend, just give us a quick summary or cliff notes of your presentation, and then we'll get into some details.
All right. So, Michael, the premise of the talk is that we need to be having different conversations in order to meet the future. And in order to do that, we need to think differently. We need to see the world differently.
Right.
And that, you know, it could sound esoteric or philosophical in nature, but it actually is boots on the ground. And I talked about a number of ways that we limit our own thinking and we keep from doing our best thinking. And then I gave some tips for us to start in the other direction to meet the future more effectively. So basically, there are three mindsets in the workforce, and two that limit us and hold us back. And the third one is something that, although it is something most of us are not used to doing all the time, it is certainly one that can be developed at any level in the organization. Mm-hmm. And imagine an organization full of people who were thinking at highest level and making best decisions. That's where we want to be.
So and that's exactly where I wanted to go with this conversation, with the three mindsets that you kind of mapped out for us. And you gave some great examples as well. I don't know if we have time for those, but give us a quick synopsis on each one and then why the last one's the best one to go.
Sure. So the first is the foundational mindset, and that is the type of person who will say, just give me the playbook. I like to follow the rules. You're the guy in charge. Yes, sir, I will do a good job, and that's it. They make great citizens, they make great workers and so forth, but there's also a dark side, as there is to each mindset. And the dark side to this mindset is that they're very limited. They can't think in grays. It's either black or white. It's either or. It's not yes and. It's like one way or the other way without any third good options. And so the foundational mindset limits itself by having a very limited view of the world, and they can't see outside of that.
Got it.
The second one is the conventional mindset. The conventional mindset moves beyond the foundational in that they can see some grays, they can start to listen to various perspectives, mm-hmm. and they will actually defer to experts. So they'll look for, you know, differing opinions and so forth before they make decisions. The dark side, part of the dark side to the conventional mindset, is that they will be overly deferential to experts. So they won't flex their own muscle. They won't say, well, what do I think about it? Why don't I have a voice in this? They'll just say, they should know, and therefore. So it's, again, a little bit of giving into whatever's out there at the moment without thinking beyond what else is possible.
Okay.
Now, the third mindset, which is lateral thinking, begs that we think beyond. We say, what else is possible? What could I possibly be missing? How could I be wrong? We've never done it this way, but what if we could? What would it take?
Yeah.
And so where the other two mindsets are like, never done it, I don't think it can happen, I'm not sure, it's not in the book, the lateral mindset is saying, I wonder if the world is really flat. Could it be round? So that is where we need to get, because when we are thinking that way, we elevate the conversations that we have inside the organization, and we also make our decisions and take actions at a much different level. And we get out in front of the competition, we make more impact in the world, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what's the benefit of having the lateral mindset, especially like in these unprecedented times, like you point out? So what's the benefit here? Because it sounds like we all should be open to new things, because what we're experiencing obviously is very new, and there's some crazy, wacky times going on, obviously. So how does it benefit?
Totally. So the benefit to having a lateral mindset is actually becoming comfortable with constant change.
Yeah.
Not only becoming comfortable, but becoming agile. It's the difference between feeling like you're thrown in the ocean and it won't stop swirling, and being put on top of the surfboard to ride the waves. Now it's fun, right?
Yeah.
And so the agility that comes with that, the confidence and the lowered stress, all means that you're going to show up differently, that you're going to make better decisions, that you're going to relate better to people, and you're going to do better business.
Right. Whereas the other two might get kind of stuck or bogged down and become like a blockbuster.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Because it's my way or the highway, or let's just do what you want to do type of thing. Okay.
Right. Right. I will never forget, Michael, you know, you're probably not old enough to remember this, but I am. There used to be a show called Maxwell Smart, right? Or yes. Okay. Do you remember that he would take off a shoe and start speaking into it? At the time I said to myself, that'll never happen, right? Look where we are. How could they do that, right?
I know. And this is, it's much smaller than a shoe too, you know?
I know. Yeah.
<That's> cumbersome. So what did you want to leave your audience with? I mean, because there's so many great takeaways in this. I mean, I don't know if you can boil it down to one or two, but what did you want to leave the audience with from your talk?
Yes. So what I'd love to leave the audience with is this. The world that you walked into this morning is not the world you will walk into when you leave the office, when you go home.
Mm-hmm.
And the exciting thing about that is that we can develop lateral thinking, a greater version of ourselves at any time in life. We know now that we can continue to develop throughout our lifetime. And that's exciting to me because I'd love to challenge those who are listening. If you could do that, what's the kind of impact that you could make
if you
stepped up into that higher level of yourself? What would life look like for you? How exciting would that be?
Mm-hmm.
So you can develop more at any age. You can do that with your team and with your organization. And it's time to pick up your surfboard because we're going to ride the waves.
I agree. Well said. And before I let you go, can you give a quick plug to your firm, the Cotton Group? Can you give us a quick plug? What you guys do and how you help?
Yes. So I'm a leadership and executive coach and consultant. And I help CEOs or executive teams and organizations with change and with stepping into higher leadership at every level so that they can effectuate that in the best way possible.
And I bet you're kind of busy right now. So that's definitely a good blessing.
It's a blessing.
A blessing. We'll take it for sure. And where do we go? I'm assuming thecottongroup.com or?
It is actually, thanks for asking. It's actually pattycotton.com.
Oh, pattycotton.com.
P-A-T-T-I.
I apologize.
No. How would you know? Patty, PATTICOTTON.com.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. We will put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and ask you some questions or contact you and say, hey, what's up? All right, Patty. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And congrats again. Great presentation. Really enjoyed it. And look forward to talking down the line one of these days, too.
All right. I look forward to it. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome.